guys, welcome back to Dami's Lifestyle Podcast. So great to be here, and today we'll be talking about what kind of friend are you? Are you a supportive friend or are you a snitch? Okay, this is a very sensitive topic because I've heard of many friends that in times of need or times of problems, they just snitch on their friends. Are you that kind of person? You know, the adage says a friend in need is a friend indeed. Trust me, it's not all about supporting your friends with gifts or monetary items, or maybe when they need advices, or when they need a pat on the back, or when they need care, love and affection. No, it's not all about that. What in times of troubles where maybe your friend has done something wrong, what would you do? Would you leave the friend all alone, or would you support the friend? Okay, I want to give an analogy of in a movie I watched, the guy was like, what kind of friend are you? Are you the kind of friend that will help me bury the person if I tell you I had murdered the person? Or you'll be the friend that will tell on me? What kind of friend will you be? So it really got me thinking that what kind of friend will I be? A discussion I had with my father kind of answered and cleared my conviction on that particular question I had been asking myself for a while. Okay, so I asked my father the same question, and what he told me was, he said that as a friend, even in trouble, you should never leave your friend. You should not be the one who betrays your friend. You should not be the one that goes to the police and says, my friend has done this, my friend has done this. Yes, you are not being an accessory after the fact of murder, or you are not after the fact of a crime, or you are not being the friend that is obstructing justice or anything. You are just being the friend that is not betraying your friend. So I think the first step to take when your friend comes to you and says, I am in trouble, this is what I have done, is to sit down together, talk about it, what led to it, why did you do it. If your friend says this is what it is, next step is to evaluate it, look at what you can do in that particular situation, what is the solution you can take. If it's that yes, you want to now go ahead to commit crime with the person, no problem. But if you come to a conclusion that, okay, this is what we will do, maybe you report yourself to the police and I'll say, this is what happened. No lies, but the truth. But you are helping the friend, you are making the friend know that, yes, I have your back. You are not in it together, you are not alone, I'm in it with you. That's what friendship is. I'll take the story of David and Jonathan as an example, the story of David and Jonathan in the Bible. You see the time where Saul was looking for David to kill him, and Jonathan, being the son of Saul, and being the friend of David, he did not betray his friend David in any way. Rather, he helped David, he preserved David, he protected David, he stood by David through everything. Being his father, Saul was looking for Jonathan and was looking for David. He was not going to lie, or he wasn't going to tell his father, this is what it is like, this is where David is. He was just protecting his friend. He was so sure of his relationship with his friend. He was so ready to protect his friend in everything. So what kind of friend are you? Are you the friend that will protect your friend, or the friend that will betray your friend? Sincerely, what kind of friend are you? It's a very sensitive topic to talk about. Basically, what kind of friend are you? Are you the supportive friend, or are you the snitch? Trust me, this is a very hard thing to do. Are you ready to go all the way for your friend? Are you ready to show extra effort? Are you ready to prove your friendships? Because it's really at this particular moment that friendships are tested. Are you very ready to go all out for your friend? Or you just want to be the friend that, please come to me only where everything is rosy, where you just need maybe a pat on the back, or a little support, or a little moral support, or a little advice. Trust me, there's so much to friendship than this. There's so many times where the waters will be, where there will be storms, where there will be so many waves, or so much waves on the waters. What will you do in those times? What will you do in those times? Trust me, this is where your friendship is tested. So are you going to be the supportive friend? Are you going to be the snitch? Please, you have to choose wisely. Thank you so much for coming today on my podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.